Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Hey, we've made it to episode number 14. Last week was number 13. You know, I was a little bit worried about that, but I think us saying the incant and doing the protection from jinx by holding our ear and quoting, I think that must have helped us through it, because so far everything's been pretty good. I did have a little bit of trouble getting that podcast uploaded online last week, but we got it there, and so I think we made it through. Thanks for all the rabbit's feet and all that kind of things that people sent me. that probably helped a little bit too. Folks, we're going to be talking this week to Jeff Branch, who does Howard Sprague. He's our Howard Sprague impersonator that travels around and does that with us. I want to go ahead and mention that you can find this podcast, if you happen to have heard it and didn't know where it came from, you can find us online at mayberry.com/podcast. And I would love to hear from you guys. We've got several ways you can contact us. There's a voicemail at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@mayberry.com. And I'll tell you that again at the end of the show. But tell your friends about us, and maybe they'll enjoy listening if they like the Andy Griffith Show. Before we talk to Jeff, I want to talk a little bit about another chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club. Its name is the Mayberry Chapter. Easy to remember. The Mayberry Chapter puts out a newsletter, and they're probably one of the more active chapters of the Rewind Watchers Club, along with the Barney Chapter and a few others. They get together very often, probably monthly even, to visit, and they go out and eat and all these different things. But they do produce this newsletter, and it's actually a paper newsletter, and it's called the Mayberry Minutes. Just actually Mayberry Minutes. It's not got a Z in it. This newsletter is a paper newsletter. It's several pages long. This particular issue is 14 pages that I've got in my hands here. But I just wanted to thank them for publishing this. It's fun to still every once in a while get something in the mail, and you can actually just sit around and read it. And Dennis Bill from the Mayberry Chapter, he's the writer. And the trivia is provided by Greg Painter. And Greg, I thought it was kind of funny that Greg does the trivia, because you may not remember or may not know that Dennis Bill is the current reigning Mayberry Days trivia champion. So Dennis is trivia expert big time. And maybe that's why Greg has to do it, because Dennis's questions were too hard for anybody to get, you know, because, wow, there's some really hard questions. I may read those to you in the next episode, just so you can have an idea how hard those trivia contests are at Mayberry Days. Going on, inside of this newsletter, they have all kinds of interesting little tidbits about their chapter's been doing and about what other things have been going on in Mayberry. And they republish some of the things from the e-bullet with Jim Clark's permission from TAGS RWC headquarters in Nashville. And they republish so that they can get this news out to their members. They do a wonderful job with this. And I just wanted to comment. Well, one reason is because they put a blurb in it about us having this podcast, so I wanted to thank them back. So drop by and visit them at mayberrychapter.com, and you can see stuff. You can sign up, you can become a member of their chapter, and get this newsletter delivered to you. I think it's about $10 a year to be a member, and I'm assuming that probably includes getting the newsletter and everything. Well, it does, because I'm reading it here. Annual dues are modest, $10 per family. Folks, this is a lot of fun. You might enjoy having that. I want to remind you, too, that inside their newsletter, they try to get people to go to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Weaversdepartmentstore.com is actually the Andy Griffith Show Real and Rogers Club headquarters, and buying from them helps support this podcast, helps support things like the Mayberry Minutes. Weavers is not just a store. It's a Mayberry family. So you guys head on over there and buy you a DVD. They got all the DVDs from all the seasons. They have the season set that also includes Return to Mayberry and the Danny Thomas episode that was the pilot episode of the Andy Griffith Show. So be sure and drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and get your Mayberry stuff. Now, let's move on in. This is an interview we did with Jeff Branch. Jeff Branch, Howard Sprague, during the Mayberry cruise, the cruise to Mayberry. They got another cruise to Mayberry coming up in later this year. And I want to make sure you guys go to our website at mayberry.com/podcast. And we'll have show notes links there to the cruise this year. So you can sign up and go along on the cruise with us. But without any further ado, let's hear a little bit from Jeff. All right, well, we're here on the Mayberry Cruise, and I've got some more of our Mayberry impersonators with us. We're going to talk, I think, first with Jeff Branch. He does Howard Sprague. So, Jeff, tell him a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been working with the Mayberry Cruise since 2000. In life, I'm a deputy sheriff. I work with kids. I'm a DARE officer, and I've been doing that since 1992. And I play bluegrass music, and I also promote a lot of bluegrass shows.
Well, how'd you get into doing Howard Sprague? I know the story, but the folks listening, they won't know.
Right. Well, David Browning, the Mayberry deputy, has done a lot of DARE graduations, and we had done a lot of bluegrass stuff together where I'd put my band together as the Darlings, and then we called it the Oakburn Darlings because I live in Oakburn, North Carolina. And David would come do the Mayberry stuff, and he had been after me for years. And he said, Jeff, if you'd put on a hat and a bow tie, Claire, you'd look like Howard Sprague. So after several years of thinking about it, I finally did it in 2000 at Mayberry Days.
So you've been doing Howard since 2000. So you're getting to be an old hat at this now.
That's right. I'm getting to be an old hat, trying to catch up with Jamie. He's probably been doing a little longer than I have. But
do you bring your mother with you when you're doing Howard?
Once in a while, but not. Mother stays at home. The bursitis is just killing her.
Oh, that's terrible. She suffers with it, so that's terrible. But doing Howard Sprague and being able to go around and visit and all these Mayberry fans. What do you get out of that, or what do you see? I mean, because the fans are great. That's right. The thing I've seen for myself. And do you enjoy getting to do all that?
Oh, yes. Highlight of my life. You know, I look forward to all these Mayberry events, and a lot of people come up, and they think I'm Jack Dodson or Jack Dodson's son. They say, what a resemblance. And those people see you, the biggest smile comes on their face, and they want to have their picture made with you, get the autograph sheets. And, you know, way our life is now in a rush, they love to go back to that Mayberry lifestyle, and it helps out making them feel good.
Well, you got to meet several of the cast members, too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. In fact, I've been doing a church service thing with Rodney Dillard now, and I try to get us a church somewhere in North Carolina since his mother-in-law lives near Raleigh. And so we've been doing a lot of various church shows where he comes in and does his ministry on Mayberry, and we play a little bit of the music from the show. I've been able to work with a lot of them, Maggie Peterson. I've worked with Doug Dillard, Rodney Dillard. Got to meet Don Knotts. That was my highlight of my life. In fact, your wife is what made that day, because I forgot my camera and left it in the van, and she made a picture of me and Don, and then David Browning took it and got Don to sign it. But a lot of the cast I've worked with over the years, so it's been a lot of fun. It's like Christmas to me.
Now, you talk about being a promoter, too. A lot of people won't know about that, that you promote other things.
Right. I promote a lot of bluegrass shows. I grew up in it my whole life. I've worked with a lot of them from the Grand Ole Opry. I've worked with Rhonda Vincent. I've worked with the Osborne Brothers, the Lewis family, the Grascals, who is the Mayberry's finest sponsor. And then, of course, trying to think of some others. Ralph Stanley, who did Old Brother. I've worked with him. And a host of bluegrass musicians.
That's great. Now, something about Rhonda Vincent, if I remember right, you took her dress off, something like that?
Oh, yes, yes. That was an interesting night. What happened was a friend of hers and mine, his dad had a stroke and didn't have insurance. And we did an auction, and their last show that year was in Oakburn. And Rhonda had a live auction where you could go online and bid, or if you were at Oakburn show and you got the higher bid than what was previously bid, then you got that item. So Rhonda auctioned her dress that she wore on that stage, and then I ended up bidding for it, and I believe I got it for like $350. And at the end of the show, she told me, she said, let's have some fun with this, and when I get up there, tell them you want your item that you auctioned. I said, okay. So I got up there and I said, Rhonda, I said, everybody's got their auction items except for me. And I said, that dress belongs to me. And I said, I guess you're going to have to take it off. She said, no, you take it off for me. So then I caught grief from a lot of people about that, but it was standing room only when that took place. But she did have another set of clothes on underneath that. So, but
how'd Millie feel about that?
Oh, well, it tore Millie up. You know, I had to sleep on the couch for 2 weeks.
Oh, I bet. And you'd never shave off your mustache either.
Oh, no. I mean, that's Sprague's. We got to keep. That's our trademark, is our mustache.
That's right. Was there anything else you want to talk about with the fans of the show? Just talking about anything in particular?
I just love meeting all of them. It makes my day to see them so happy and enjoying life. And just it's a neat feeling you get when you bring enjoyment to other people.
Well, tell them about you do promote, or you have a show that you put on in Troy, North Carolina.
Right. I do several shows a year in Troy. This year was in January, I've got Cherry Holmes coming back, and they're an unbelievable family band. I've had the Grascals third time out was there. And then in August is probably the show that sells out, and that's the Mayberry Show. Of course, we bring in Rodney and Doug Dillard and Maggie Peterson and all the tribute artists. And hopefully we can get Floyd there this year.
Yeah, I missed it this year, but yeah, hopefully I'll be there from now on. But all right, well, I guess unless you got anything else you want to say, we appreciate you visiting with us. And we'll go and talk to Jamie in just a second.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Alan.
We want to thank Jeff for taking the time to sit down and talk with us during the Mayberry Cruise. As you could hear, there's a little bit of noise in that because I'm doing it all with a hand recorder. Hopefully that wasn't too distracting. Folks, if you get a chance, if you're in the Troy, North Carolina area or anywhere near there, the event he's talking about is coming up in August 8th. It's going to have Maggie Peterson, which is Charlene, Doug and Rodney Dillard from the Darlin' Boys. Rodney is the guitar player, and Doug was the banjo player of the group. They'll be there along with some other bluegrass pickers to perform for you and sing. And there'll be several of the Mayberry tribute artists there as well. So it's coming up August 8th in Troy, North Carolina. And the information for that, if you go to Mayberry.com and click the event calendars link, you'll see it there. And I want to encourage you to go there. Also, again, it was on the Mayberry Cruise. So Cruise to Mayberry 4 is also found on the event calendar at Mayberry.com. And it's coming up October 12th through the 17th. It's going to be a five-day version of a cruise. And they're going to be heading, I believe, if I'm saying this right, to Key West and then to Nassau. So it'll be hitting those two stops. So we'd love to have you with us. It's a lot of fun. We have a great time. So I guess that's about it for tonight. Folks, we want to thank you for listening and ask you again if you've if you got any comments or anything about the show, please drop by. And please drop by and look at our show notes page, our website at mayberry.com/podcast. We got a poll there. I just put a poll up while we're recording this. The poll is, how often does your chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club meet? You know, do you meet monthly, more than monthly, every other month? You know, the Mayberry chapter got me thinking about that. The Mayberry and Barney chapters both meet every month, and so do the Hardy Eaton Men and Beautiful Delicate Women chapter in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Those guys meet every month, and I can't even get folks together once a year hardly, but we usually try to do that in May for our Mayberry party in May. But how often do you guys get together? I'd like to see. So head on over to mayberry.com/podcast and vote in our poll. We'd love to hear from you as well. So drop me a note at floyd@mayberry.com or call me and leave a voicemail. It's free, toll free, 888-684-8415. I've gotten one voicemail. We'll be using it on an upcoming episode where we do some feedback. But I'd love to have some more. I'd love to hear from you guys. So I'm going to quit begging now, and I guess we'll see you next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Bye.
Say goodbye
to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.